When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my sweet little mamas. Welcome back to Drama Mama, the last place where you can find true free speech online. Another day, another useless piece of, like, AI, not even technology, just, like, creation that is forced upon us, forced down our throats, and ingraining itself inescapably into our lives. There's been good AI, you know, ChatGPT, wow, you can, like, literally feed that thing anything. You just, like, show it a picture of your fucking diarrhea and be like, what is this and what do I have? And it'd be like, well, you have worms. Like, what a beautiful invention that we are able to do that. But at the same time, adversely, I don't know how to pronounce that word, we are getting things like what we're going to talk about today. Meta, or Instagram, like Facebook, which is now called Meta because Facebook was too cringe to call the whole company. They released this new thing. I don't know what to call this. It's like, look at this. It's all these accounts that are these, like, weird, it's celebrities. Pictures of celebrities that are AI, this is, like, so hard to describe. So, like, as you can see right here, this account is called Coco's Got Moves. And you may look at that and think, well, blimey, that's Charli D'Amelio. And it is. But AI. So, basically, I guess what they did is they paid off, like, I think it's, like, 30-ish celebrities to give their likeness, so, like, their face, their voice, all of that, to become, like, an AI so they can post on Instagram. For example, some of these posts say, I love getting to the ballet studio early. It feels like home. I strut in like I deserve every success and good vibe coming my way. How about you? Hashtag dance life, hashtag early riser, hashtag imagined with AI. Which, by the way, like, this shit, I don't know who is, like, feeding the text into these, like, AI programs, but this is the most millennial fucking sentence I've ever read. Like, they have like, an ex-BuzzFeed employee making these AI, or, like, training these AI programs. So, it's not just Charli D'Amelio who got a check for this. Mr. Beast has an account for this. Fucking Kendall Jenner, it's really, like, Kendall Jenner, and it's weird that they give them, like, their own names. So this one's called At Yours Is Billy. Let me read the bio. By the way, it says AI managed by Meta. And then her bio says, your local ride or die, NYC. Message me to get started. And you can actually, I believe they turn this function off, or it might just be because I have, like, a Canadian version of Instagram, but you can, like, message them and have full-on conversations and, like, video chat with them, and it'll show their face and, like, deep fake, like, fucking talk to you. Her posts say, my kind of happy hour, hashtag imagined with AI, and it's, like, a pottery studio. And they even got, like, to really, like, sell this shit, they got Kendall Jenner to make this video where she looks like she's being held at, like, knife point. Listen
hey
to
guys,
shit.
It's Billy. I just want to introduce myself. I am here to chat whenever you want. Message me for any advice. I am ready to talk, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Like, we could be training AI to, like, fucking make planes not get delayed. We could be training AI to, like, not have any traffic. And we are training AI. We're spending millions of dollars to be able to talk to Kendall Jenner. And it's exhausting. I feel like most people are probably at a point of exhaustion in terms of anything AI. That's where I am. For the most part, I don't feel any excitement whenever anyone mentions it, motherfuckers could be like, we have trained AI to cure diabetes type 1, 2, and even 3 that was going to come. And I, like, could not give less of a shit. Like, it is so exhausting to hear. And I really don't know what it is, because some of it's genuinely exciting. Some of it's like, wow, like, we've trained AI to disable nuclear... No, we haven't done that. Fuck, I'm trying to think of, like, the last thing that was like, whoa. I mean, like, even ChatGPT, like, it's a crazy breakthrough. But it's just so monotonous, because I think any conversation about AI comes with, like, an inherent dread. Because it's like, oh, cool thing. That's going to take away every fucking job in the next, like, 3 years. It's like the day, like the literal day that ChatGPT dropped was like literally the last day of the education system ever working. It was like the last day that like you could be a copywriter, a writer, like have any job that involves text. And that is just, that's like, that was like in the first day of ChatGPT. So it's like, whenever anyone talks about AI, it's like, awesome. Also, in the background is a police chase that I was watching before this, and I am streaming that because I want to see if they catch the dude. I always really, police chases, like, are such a, like, action movie type thing. I didn't realize it actually happened, and now, since I've moved to Los Estados Unidos, damn, like, like, every fucking week, I see, like, a news helicopter, like, zooming through the sky, and it's, like, following a police chase. And God forbid I am on the highway. I just got a car here. I shipped my car down from Canada. But God forbid I'm on the freeway, because if someone is zooming by during, like, in a high-speed chase, I'm not gonna see that shit. I am having music blasted to the point where my eardrums are, like, folding in on themselves. I'm not gonna be able to, like, see that until it's too late. So... So besides the point, there's, and for me personally, I kind of have like a Luddite rejection of like all AI. Like, I really don't care to even like play with it. The most I ever use AI for is like if I'm doing like a YouTube thumbnail or something and like the background looks like shit, or like, I want, like, a fun cloud in the sky. You can, like, generate that, and I'll, like, do that. Because I have no, like, as much as I love making YouTube videos, I have no fucking passion for making thumbnails. I hate that shit. And that's why half of my thumbnails look like ass. Like, I will be the first person to say, actually, I'm not the first person to say, I got emails from, like, random dudes in India, like, 3 times a week, being like, hello? Your thumbnails look like shit! Please hire me so I can make them better for you. And then they, like, show me, like, an example, and it's, like, the most, like, Mr. Beast clone thumbnail I've ever seen in my life. Not that mine are any better, but, I really don't feel like using AI. Like, I think I'll probably reject that until the very last possible moment that I can, which I know I'll probably look back on in, like, 5 years and be like, well, you fucking idiot, now you have no job because you, like, rejected to use AI or something. But... most of what I do is, like, creative, and any form of creativity hopefully has some soul in it. Obviously, that's, like, exempt for shit like Marvel movies, and, you know, I mean, that's, like, an easy, like, low-hanging fruit, but, like, I would hope that most creative things that people do have some soul in it, and the second that it that AI can even take any credit for it, the soul is gone. I really, like, feel weird when I see, like, fellow creators just, like, jump so heavily into it. They're like, I don't even edit my videos anymore. I just plug it into the algorithm. Oh my god, bro. I remember there was this, like, Black Eyed Peas, like, it was, oh my god, it was a music video for I'ma Be Rockin' That Bot, or, like, I'ma Be, but it was, like, a 10-minute music video with, like, I'ma Be and Rock That Body, and they, like, mashed the two songs together, and it was a cinematic fucking masterpiece. Please, like, after you finish this podcast, go watch that music video. It's, like, actually so ahead of its time. They have, like, Transformers and shit. I watched that, I, like, shit my diaper at, like, age 6 when it came out. And at the start of that music video, it's so crazy, like, oh my god, I feel like such an old head. The Black Eyed Peas was, like, a rap group with, like, 4 members, like, Fergie, Will.i.am, I can't remember the other 2 dudes, but, like, the main guy like walks in and he has this like little box. He's like, "This is the new algorithm music machine. You just plug our voices in and it makes music." And then Fergie is like, "But then we're not artists anymore." And I was like, I remember watching that and be like, "Whoa, that'd be so crazy." And now we're fucking there. And now we're there. And it's when it really gets surreal is when, like, shit that you would see in movies, like, not even that long ago, like, 10 years ago, or just media in general, like, becomes true. And it happens so fast, like, we don't have, like, A, the time to process it, B, the time to, like, even think, oh, what does this mean for life now? Like, I haven't processed that I'll never have to write anything if I don't want to ever again. I'll never have to write a resume. I'll never have to, like, write an email. I'll never have to fucking do math. I'll never have to do a math equation in my life ever again. That's crazy. And so much of like the foundation of my life is obviously not built off of math, but like thinking that I'll probably have to do difficult shit like that, like tedious typing work, and that'll never have to happen. And it's like probably a matter of time before like realistically you won't have to edit videos. Fuck, you don't even have to, like, talk anymore. Like, you, like, put your voice into an AI machine and it will talk for you. And obviously the technology's, like, not amazing yet, but probably give it 6 months, boom, it'll be amazing. And we're going to have nothing left. Sorry to be a Debbie fucking downer, but genuinely, like, what will be left in 10 years at this rate? What's, like, probably gonna be, like, the last things that get taken by AI is like physical work. Like, until we get robots, fuck, bro. when we get robots walking around that are just like conscious, like AI ChatGPT motherfuckers, it's over. Like, it's actually over at that point. The day you get like a DoorDash delivery and it's like a robot, the way that already happens. I mean, they're stupid though. Have you ever seen like those videos of like it's like those little like Roly robot, like Wally looking things that will like deliver your food and like, there's like a few cities like LA, of course. They're like so stupid. They're like constantly getting hit by cars, getting like stuck on concrete. Like, that's what we have right now. So like, thank God for that now. But we're getting to a scary point. I fully recognize that I like sound so naive, and I'm probably gonna cringe at this like in the future because there'll be no choice. But for as long as I can, I mean, I'm a stubborn motherfucker that is an insane control freak. I don't have any editors. I very rarely get people to help me film stuff. I just be doing my shit, and I don't see myself ever, like, relying on AI. The day I do that is, like, the day that I'm a lazy fucker that's, like, sitting in my Xbox for, like, 10 hours a day. I'm like, I don't want to edit. I don't know. Maybe that day will come. We'll see how fucking bad things get. We'll see how the voices get. But, at least for now, we're fine. And honestly, to switch up the format of this podcast, I know, like, the title of this is, like, AI craziness taking over, or, like, some shit like that, but, I kind of realized, like, it's kind of strange that I'm, like, so laser-focused on one topic, so I'm just gonna let my brain, like, you know, jump to other topics, because there's only, I already feel fucking exhausted talking about AI for 10 minutes, because it's just an exhausting topic to talk about that I hate thinking about. So let's talk about something else that's not AI that's so awesome right after this quick break. Hello. What's AI? I have no clue. We were just talking about that. Also, police chase update. That motherfucker's still going. What I don't understand is, like, let me move the chair so you can see better. How can't y'all just, like, throw down, like, the spikes? Like, look how slow. Bro, look how slow they are following this guy. He's not even in, like a sports car. He's in, like, an SUV. Like, this is someone's, like, soccer mom. Just, like, going 20 miles per hour through a neighborhood. Like, bitch, if I was escaping the cops. Like, say I, like, ran someone over. I was like, ah, like, driving away. I would not be going that slow. And I feel like it's scary because it's kind of, like, inevitable. Like, whenever I see car chases, I'm like, fuck. Like, imagine being that person in the car. Knowing, like, you're not, like, has anyone ever outran the police in a car chase? I don't think so. Because they have the helicopters, bitch. They are not losing sight of you. It's over. Like, it's so over. Like, that must be such a terrifying feeling. Not me sympathizing with criminals. No, that must be a terrifying feeling. And I get these dreams sometimes where I'm, like, so sure. Like, I commit a crime in my dreams and I'm, like, so sure that it's gonna, like, happen at some point. Like, when I was a kid, I was so sure that I was gonna accidentally burn someone's house down. And I was, like, going about my days, like, as, like, a youth. Like, thinking, like, all right, well, this is the week I burned someone's house down. Like, no justification for it. No, like... I wasn't even playing with fire like that. Ironically, now, like, I just bought a high-powered laser and was, like, burning shit in my house for fun. So now that's, like, a possibility. But... Damn. They really have one car on him. Like, that's crazy. What is the fucking budget of the police here that they have one car, one police car to chase this thing and a helicopter? Bruh. Also, I was doing target practice in the forest today for a video, which will probably be up by now. And it wasn't a real gun. It's like this, like, it's called a, I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to promote it. But it's like a self-defense projectile launcher. Like, it shoots these fucking, like, plastic bullet things. And I was shooting, like, a Peppa Pig balloon and, like, some Prime energy drinks because I'm on, like, a PR list and they do not stop sending Prime energy drinks. I have a stack of, like, 18 crates in my garage of Prime energy that I probably will never drink unless there's, like, the big one earthquake hits and there's an apocalypse and I, like, need water and sustenance. Then maybe I'll drink them. But I was, like, shooting the target practice and I got this notification. I get this notification from, like, Citizen, which is, like, this app that shows you crimes nearby. And it was, like, reports of shots fired. And I was, like, they're on me. Like, I was so scared. I was so tweaking. And, like, I was deep in the fucking woods. Like, I don't understand. I don't think it was me. I think, like, I'm not in the nicest area by a long shot. So it was probably, like, actual gunshots. Because this shit was quiet. It was, like... Where did ASMR go, by the way? Wait, I have 2 points on ASMR, but we'll get into the first one. A, where did it go? Because that was, like, I feel like there were so many people that were, like, genuinely using it. And it was so talked about. And now it's, like, just this, like, weird little relic of, like, time past. Like, you can really tell when, like, I feel like I went to, like, Taco Bell's Instagram and they were like cracking like their chips or something. They were like, some Monday ASMR for you all, hashtag yum or some shit. It's like, who the fuck is still like referencing ASMR like that? Like, I really do feel, not to shit on millennials because I'm like a borderline millennial, like I'm like an elder fucking Gen Z, like just on the cutoff for Gen Z, but I feel like whenever there's, like, a millennial running, like, a social media page for, like, a company, they have, like, a set of, like, 8 things to fucking, like, talk about or post about. It'll be, like, Taco Tuesday. It'll be, like, an insurance company. It'll be, like, is anyone else feeling Taco Tuesday? Happy Taco Tuesday, everyone. like, they'll be, like, ASMR Wednesday. I know I'm getting tingles. What about you? Fuck, I'm trying to think of, like, some other things. it'll be like Sunday and it'll be like that moment when you just, or it'll be like that moment when it's 5 p.m. on Sunday and you know Monday is tomorrow, like shit like that. That's probably AI too, fuck it. Like, back to that, they probably don't even exist. Probably every like social media intern got fired like a week after ChatGPT came out, which isn't, like, the biggest loss. Like, oh, no. Oh, no, we can't have McDonald's posting as if they're Grimace anymore. No! Ah! Oh, life update. I got a home phone. I got a home phone installed in my house. And this isn't on some, like, Luddite shit. I'm not like, fuck having an iPhone.
I am grounded and I'm gonna live in the real world.
It's not on that. It is legitimately because... Oh my god, bro. So, in the process of settling down in this new country that I've immigrated to, you need a phone... This is the craziest shit. You need a phone number to do so much stuff. So, for example, to get a driver's license, you have to have a U.S. phone number. To get a bank account, you have to have a U.S. phone number. To get, like, sign up for credit cards, you need to get a U.S. phone number. So you would think, oh, let me go to T-Mobile, let me go to AT&T and walk in. I fucking do that. I bring all my documents. I, like, carry around all my documents, my, like, little legal documents saying I'm, like, in this country legally. And they're like, oh, you need a driver's license to sign up for a phone. And you need a phone number. What the fuck do you mean I need a phone number to get a phone number? What? Huh? So, thankfully, also, to, like, get all these things, to get, like, for example, a driver's license, you have to prove that you're a resident, which is also a catch-22 fucking crazy thing, because, I needed to get, like, a utility bill to say that I live here. How do you get a bill? You have to have a bank account. To get a bank account, you need a fucking bill. What? It makes no sense. So, I managed to get... So, obviously, we have internet in this house, and I have a roommate, so we managed to, like, switch the internet bill into my name, which I was very lucky to be able to do. I feel like most people that immigrate to the United States get lost for months, because, like, how do you just get an internet bill if you don't have a phone? So, I added the home phone line onto the internet line, because I'm a fucking genius, and now I have a U.S. phone number, and now I can get a... cell phone number, because I have a phone number, because you need a phone number to get a fucking phone number, because that just makes so much sense in this country. What's also really awesome is you need, like, ID, and, oh my god, bro, I have to take driver's training to get, oh my god, I'm a 24-year-old man, bro, I am a 24-year-old man, and I have to go take a fucking driver's test, like, and I'm not saying that, like, oh, it's humiliating to be old and, like, not, like, getting, like, a driver's license, or, like, doing a driver's license test. No, like, so many people don't get it for a minute. Like, I know so many people that are, like, I have a cousin that's, like, in her 30s and, like, doesn't have a driver's license. It fucking happens. It's hard to drive. It's really hard. But when I got my driver's license, I passed that test on a fluke. I never took any driver's training. I just went in for shits and giggles and somehow got my license. I found out last year that when you get to an intersection and you want to turn right at a red light, you have to stop. I've been just going. I've just been going through those motherfuckers. What? I only found out about that last year. I don't know how to drive. I do not know how to drive. I've crashed before. So I have to go. Oh my god. I have to go take a driver's test because I am from out of country. Coming to the U.S., and you would think, oh, it's Canada, our roads literally fucking connect! Oh my god. It's making me so mad. Our roads literally connect. There is not one difference about our roads, and I have to take a whole driver's test. And I'm gonna fail, and I'm gonna fail. That's what's embarrassing. I don't know how to fucking drive. So, and it's, like, I've been dealing with, like, a lot of just stupid little things like that for the past 2 months now. Like, bureaucratic document-involving things that are so boring and draining that take up, like, an entire week, and then I will not want to do anything but just, like, lay down on the floor face down. So, I really am sorry that, you know, I've been slacking in the content department recently because, you know, life gets in the way, and I'm hoping to just have all that shit settled. I just want to, like, live my fucking life. I want to wake up, I want to make my breakfast, I would like to go to the gym 4 to 6 times a week, come home, go out for dinner a few times a week. I want nothing more than that. I don't want to move out of this fucking room. I don't even want to leave this room on the best of days. Which, by the way, I should say that I'm in this room because I have my car now here. It finally got shipped down after like a month. And it's parked in the garage, and now there's no more space in the garage to film my podcast, which is where I filmed it before. And, you know, I thought it was, like, lit having, like, the classic, like, white wall background. I'm like,
I'm so fucking edgy. Or, wow, like, I'm so minimalist. Like, all you need is my words to be entertained.
But no, like, let's be fucking real. Y'all want the flashy lights. Y'all want the high-speed police chase behind me, and I'll give it to you because I need that, too. It was hot. I was about to say it was cold. It was hot as fuck in that garage where I would record. It was echoey. In here? No, no, no. We're soundproofed. We're everything. Also, I'd love to tell y'all about this crazy fucking event that I went to. And I'm going to say it without giving away something that I don't want to give away. I got invited to this event for a piece of media. And I'm not going to say what it is because there's a SAG strike. And I would never break that. But there's something for something that rhymes with Dive Bites at Eddie's. And there was maybe an event. And maybe someone named Benjamin thought that he was going to get to see Rive Bites at Betty's a little bit early. That's what it seemed like on the invite. I pull up, and it is a room at Universal Studios with some pizza, some animatronic characters, and, like, burger sliders. And then 200 influencers that are, like, scraped directly from the Snapchat Discover page. And this, what's so crazy about this was, it was in a movie theater. So I was like, I have to be seeing Blythe Gites at Teddy's early. Like, I'm so excited for this. Like, I knew it wasn't the premiere, but I was like, oh my gosh, like, they're gonna show it to us early or some shit. Bro. It was nothing. It was, like, just a room with food. Like, that's what the whole fucking event was. And I was like, oh my god. And I felt so bad because I dragged my roommate, like, out from, like, his dungeonous room for this. And it was nothing. It was jack shit. I need to tell y'all about two other horrific things that happened to me. And then we're just going to wrap this bitch up. What is AI? We're so far gone from that. Yesterday, I thought I killed my fucking roommate. Because my drains are clogged. I shave over the sink. And I guess I just thought it was the hair would just dissolve because I'm an idiot. No, 4 years of shaving in the sink and boom, I now have a drain situation where no water goes down and just sits in the sink. And I had to buy this fucking Drano, which I didn't want to do because I know it's bad for the environment. And I know it's like the harshest chemical probably ever. And I smell that shit and literally feel high. But I bought this Drano, poured it in the sink and in the shower. And my roommate, his like gaming room is like outside of my shower. I know it's like a weird setup, but anyways, so he was like taking a nap and I poured it in there and I forgot to fucking like turn on the fan for ventilation. And this is like a heavy chemical. Like I had to do a fucking age verification on Amazon when I ordered it. Like I promise you, if I'm going to kill myself with Drano, I'll just go to Walmart and get it. Like don't even worry. So I like poured it up, but forgot to turn the fan on. And I like, mind you, it's 3 p.m. and he, like, took a nap, like, passed out with a Domino's pizza box on his stomach. I was, like, so jealous. I was like, I want to be living your life. And then I come back, like, 2 hours later, and he's still sleeping. I'm like, that's really weird. He's, like, never napped that long. What the fuck? And I smell the strongest stench of, like, chemical. I'm like, I don't know if y'all have seen Midsommar, but you know the start where they're, like, the parents just, like, die, like, are dead from, like, gas fumes? I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. So I, like, pour water down the drain to get the fucking smell, and I turn the fan on, but I was, like, too nervous, which is so stupid. Y'all are gonna, like, think I'm the dumbest person ever, and I am, but, like, I was too nervous to fucking like wake him up and do like a proof of life. I just like went back downstairs and was like, shit, like for 2 hours, just, like rocked back and forth, thinking like, Jesus Christ, I fucking killed him. And I was like going through the motions. I was like, how do I even like begin to explain to his family that my dumbass was just trying to clean out the fucking like hairs from the drain and like the fumes killed my roommate and like that was it for him. I was like, oh. And then finally, after 5 hours of napping, he texts me, or he texts like our like friend group chat, and is like, hey. I literally thought I killed him. So that was traumatic event that happened this week. One. Number two is I was at the gym. This is a quickie. I was at the gym and they have like a steam room there, and I've never used that before because like it's always just like sweaty Armenian men in their 50s, and I don't want to like be like, I don't want them seeing like my nipples and shit. So but it was like kind of dead at the gym this day, and so I like decided, fuck it, like I'm gonna go and try it out. And so I like put my shit in a locker, strip down, peener out, and I put a towel on, and I go into the steam room. It's horrible, horrible. 10 minutes in there, I'm like, so like I get out, I'm like stumbling out, no brain activity in my head at all. I get to my locker, and it's one of those locks where you set a code each time, and then you lock it, and then you like scramble a code. My fucking dumbass scrambled it and then locked it, so I had no clue what the passcode was, and I am locked outside of my locker with nothing but a towel, no underwear, no nothing, and I'm sweat like, A, I don't have any brain activity, and B, I am sweating so bad, bro. Like, and I have my Apple Watch on, thank God. So I'm like texting my roommate who came with me to the gym, like, help! And I'm like misspelling every fucking word. I'm like, please! I locked myself out and I'm naked. And he just like laughed. So I had to go to a fucking, like, an employee and awkwardly be like, with this skimpy little towel looking like a little bimbo, like a little himbo. And I'm like, please unlock my locker. And they have to ask you all these questions to make sure you're not just like stealing something, which like would be a good stealing tactic because, I saw fucking Jason Derulo at my gym one time. So like very like robbable people there, but I had to like sign off, do all this shit, saying I'm like not robbing them, and I had to like describe what was in the locker, and I had to be like, yeah, so there's shoes, and then there's AirPods in the shoes, and then he gave me a look, because that's fucking nasty, and I know. And then I got my shit back. That's it. It's been a fucking week. Fuck AI. I love you all, though, truly. I hope you enjoy this episode. I think we're going to keep it. Tell me if you liked this background and prefer it to a white wall, because if you like the gentrified look of a white 4x4 apartment wall, I can give that to you, baby. You bet your bottom dollar I can give that to you. Also, I think like in the past two episodes, I forgot to do the drama of the week. I'm very sorry for that. Let's bring it up real quick. Except I'm fucking logged. Okay, awesome. I'm logged out of my draw mama. Update to the, like, the Sniper Wolf drama. So she like made an apology, which was like kind of surprising. That shit was definitely made in ChatGPT. Back to AI. But wow, like, was not expecting that. She's, like, the last person that I would expect to, like, have the ability to think critically. So, that's awesome. Anyways, this drama is from Jules. They said, keeping this short, my ex-best friend, my first ever friend, found my address, Insta, phone number, and basically everything about me. I haven't talked to her in, like, 5 years before this. I stopped being friends with her because she faked her death to me 5 times and caused me so much emotional pain. Are they, like, stalking you? Or maybe they just want to be friends. I know it's, like, that's kind of fucking creepy to, like, find your address and everything, but maybe they just want to, like, reconnect. You know, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. I say that, and then they, like, get, like, assassinated by that person. I don't know. Bro, I'd be thinking about somehow, like, there's, like, one in 100 people are like psychopaths. That's fucking, we don't talk about that enough. The way one in 100 people don't feel any empathy and could probably just kill you and like walk away. What? I hope that's not, that person is not one of the 100. Let's wrap this up. I love y'all. Have a good rest of your week. Drama Mama Nation rising. Let's get a 400K on YouTube. And I'll see you next Wednesday. Love you, mamas. Oh, if you want me to read your drama, comment on the video version of this podcast on YouTube. Search up Drama Mama. Okay, I'll see you later. Bye.